Yeah, so how are you doing, bro? I've actually been down, I've just been tired today, I won't lie. But that notwithstanding, it's actually what we talked about for ourselves now. Consistency, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, so
I was reading something online. I think Andrew Tate. I think I like that guy now. It's a very weird thing, but I like him. He said, "Feelings are for ladies. Fuck your feelings and just stick to the plan,
right?
That's discipline. Because when you get consistent, eventually those whole emotions just learn to follow."
So yeah, welcome to the podcast, right? Welcome to the podcast.
This is so semester. Welcome to the podcast here. It's me again. My name is Michael and I'm my friend here.
Little B.
Yeah,
so I've just been down, but yeah,
not going through a lot. I think his girlfriend left him.
Yeah, it mustn't be a girlfriend type thing, bro.
Yeah, that was just a joke.
It mustn't be a girlfriend type thing. But yeah, either way. So how you guys doing today? Welcome to the Ever Juicy Podcast.
Bro.
Come on now.
Bro, I feel like that one has been abused a lot. Why would you call
it's a juicy podcast now?
It is.
It's full of interesting
stuff.
Exactly. A lot
that
of people
comes out from fruits. And it's succulent and juicy.
This is actually what we don't listen to. I hope you guys are good. I hope you're having a lovely day. Wherever you're listening from, welcome to the Unscripted Adults. Today we're just going to be talking about a lot of things, just random stuff, like how the earth revolves around the sun, basically. But you just want to just have like real conversations, like you're just keeping it one, like 100, right?
100.
So Mikey, how was your day? What's good?
Hey, I had a very hectic day today. This funny law they passed in our country that every individual should return their old currencies and pick up new ones.
Bro,
it's been a hectic process because when you go to the banks now, there's a long queue as if you want to pick up burgers from Burger King.
I had the same experience. I think we had the same experience because bro, I was in the bank.
I went to the bank quite early because I wanted to beat the whole long queue because I knew I expected numbers like of persons to be at the bank today. True, so true. I tried to go early. I got there, like a jungle fight. Persons were skipping lines, trying to maneuver the whole process. Typical Nigerian system.
Bruh.
Bottom line, I still came out, tried to finish on time.
You came out victorious.
I came out victorious. I fought and I conquered.
You conquered, brother. Same thing here. But for me, I think I lost the battle rather. Because I stood for like close like 3 to 4 hours, and I still didn't get what I got done.
This is what bothers me. I feel like the system we have in my country, for example, I think it's not just peculiar to my country. It happens in everywhere. Is that when there is nobody to enforce certain things, when there's things at stake, and there's nobody to maintain order, chaos just happens.
No, it's normal. I think it's a people thing.
And it bothers me to think that if there are no armed forces, for example, the police or people of armed forces to put things in place, how will a society function?
You read your school back in school, this whole humanities type thing, right?
A lot of
philosophers, modern day philosophers, exactly. Synedroch. a lot of them have actually done this whole research on the whole human chaos type thing, you get. And everybody just comes to that conclusion that, bro, like, human beings have that tendency for chaos.
I think we're going to destroy ourselves if we continue this way. I feel like
it's just that right amount of chaos, right? I think it basically comes to balance.
This reminds me of a movie I saw, Rick and Morty, one particular episode, The Purge.
Yeah.
The Purge, where it's referenced to the movie The Purge, actually.
Yeah.
But the point I'm trying to make is that community in the movie, they maintain peace and order throughout the year.
Okay.
In particular, they give themselves the right
ability
to
just like do everything.
Like, system.
Exactly, yeah.
You can kill, you can maim, you can steal, you can rape, whatever you want to do it. But the next day becomes illegal.
Yeah.
So you just have to wait for the next day to do the same thing. So But I feel like we have that chaos inside, and the only thing keeping us in order is just the fact that there's repercussion, there's consequences.
That's just it. Like, if my, and I think I only come to religion here. Yeah? I think that's when it comes. I don't think this was okay. Well, we're just going off the top, right? But when it comes to religion, right, I think that's actually one of the reasons why heaven and hell exists.
Bro, this is a very complicated.
It's unscripted adults, right? That's from my own perspective, right? Like, I'm not saying I don't believe in this, but I feel like when you look at it, like,
it helps keep society in order.
It
seems like a grand scheme to keep society in order.
Just keep society in order. But you understand, because you have to be in line, you have to stay in line. Because if you don't, you get punished.
Yeah.
Bro,
have you seen this movie, Inside Job?
Inside Job, I think I have.
It's on Netflix. It's a series on Netflix.
Yeah, I think I have.
Then I keep making reference to movies because I see movies a lot. I love movies.
Yeah.
So it's a series on Netflix, Inside Job. A particular episode they were talking about, the movie's entirely about people that control the world.
Yeah.
So we have the church. We have the Illuminati. We have Cognito, which is the Inside Job.
Yeah.
And the reptiles and some other setup. And there were just six groups of persons that control the entire world.
Yeah.
So they can manipulate how society responds to things.
Response is still this.
Yeah, it got to a particular point. Yeah.
Okay.
The church was complaining that people are no longer scared of hellfire. So they wanted to simulate hell.
Okay.
So then they contracted Cognito to build hell under the Vatican City.
Okay.
So they built hell under the Vatican City, and there were cameras everywhere. So the Pope made an announcement that if once you're seen out, something like that will happen. So I think something went wrong, and the ground opened, the whole hell thing, demons came out. And after that day, they tried to settle the whole thing, they tried to calm the situation down. After that particular day, the next Sunday, the church was full to the brim.
People were in line, basically.
People fell in line.
Yeah. Look, fear has that effect on people. You get, I think Machiavelli said, right, rather to be feared, it's better to be feared than to be loved. He said, it's good to be loved, right?
Yeah, but it's better to be feared.
But if you are, it's better to be feared than if just choose fair.
I think it's subjective, like it depends on the context where you're coming from. But continue what you say. Let me get your point completely.
At the end of the day, right? Once people know your might, they know how ruthless you can be. When it comes to that, you get like, don't test me. Once they test you, you understand what I'm coming for. Like, once people understand, like, let's say, for example, like you had a fight with a guy, and the guy whooped your ass like crazy, like
black belt in the
jutsu. You could not touch him. Like, nani, you could not touch him.
Yeah.
After that day.
Put some respect to his name.
You put respect on his name. Like, you don't move. You don't chat shit to him. Because you know, psychologically, that if you check, you see him. If you try, you collect.
Really? That's just instant. Mess around and find out. Fuck around and find out.
Together. So, I feel like once, I think, like, society or, like, from ancient people writing and stuff like that, when it comes to religion, people like kept on writing, like, see, hell, this thing, if you mess up, you go there, if you mess up, this happens again. And centuries of writing and actually like built that fear. Catholic Church, some people say, I went to hellfire, I came back. But growing up in second primary school, we read a lot of peddlers of these stories.
Once they slept, they died, and trust me,
I won't lie to you, honestly speaking, bro.
That shit got to me then.
It got to me then. You understand? It got to everybody then. You could see testimonies of the reality. Because I feel like you could actually relate to some extent, right? That more mess up deal. You get like, so this is it. Like, if you mess up, this is where you're going to.
Exactly.
And everybody was online. Was in line.
Everybody just felt
get, in line. But I think when it comes to religion and stuff like that, you get. I feel like to me, that's just my opinion.
I'm listening.
That's why I feel like the New Testament type thing just doesn't work. In the sense that back in the day, when once, let's say for Sodom and Gomorrah, they messed up. Bah,
fire.
You get the people of Nineveh.
The one for Noah.
See, bah, cleansed everybody. Judges and stuff like that. The one that he messed up, he got spared. Someone killed him and go like, I will fucking because same thing happened to Baal.
Even Peter, when the guy came to church and lied,
everybody collects. Even for the ear type thing, he collects. So at the end of the day, like, I feel like we know from precedence, like, okay, see, our God is a loving God, quite right. True. But at the end of the day, if you mess up, you collect.
You know, you're sitting on.
You get. Moses messed up. Just a little bit of tweak and stuff. I'm like, bro, you know anything from this land. And that's it. We all know.
You deserve
like, this. You deserve it. But like, from reading this, you understand that, bro, like, mess up the once you just try to go in line.
So you just stay in line.
You stay in line.
The question now is, someone said, what if you find out eventually that this whole thing was just scripted?
Bruh.
Just to find a way to make stories up for you to feel, okay, I need to be in line, I need to do this, I need to do that, so that, and it'll keep society in check.
I don't know. I won't lie to you. I don't know how to answer that question, cause bro, like I've had that for a while.
When I was back in my first year in the uni, I was thinking about it for a while. I felt this whole thing was just cooked up by a certain group of persons just to keep society.
The funny thing is,
and years back, the church, the Pope, one of the most powerful men on earth.
He still is.
Yes, he is. But then the amount of power he has, that he could pardon group of persons and tell them to go to war. I remember when they fought the Holy War.
The Knights Templars, right?
Yeah, I think so. And this whole knight system, Catholic Church, now that they would just wear clothes and go to church. Then it was more than that.
It was way more than that. Yeah.
Because the Pope can pardon you. Once you're a knight, your soul is bound for heaven. Otherwise, to fight the good fight.
I've read books. I've seen movies. I've actually watched documentaries and series. Right. That shows when it comes to atrocities
back then, by the church,
yeah, that he committed and stuff. Like, even this whole because the whole I don't know why, but I love this whole Constantinople. I don't know why. I have gone down to like read,
I feel like I need to go to Turkey to find out
Constantinople. Yeah. I think Turkey generally, I think Constantinople, yeah. And when you read about what's church, what happened? Did you understand? It was,
but I think they lost that fight actually, because now that place is 90% Muslims.
Well, I feel like at that point in time, right, it was just like holy war, like kill or be killed. Yeah, but that aside, now I had this conversation with a friend of mine.
Yeah,
he was like, bro, that. Before he fell back in defeat, because he was like, the funny thing,
he fell out at some point.
I think
that's for the truth.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like it's one of those things that as you're growing, I feel like
it's healthy. Because if you don't question what you've been taught to believe, then you don't actually believe.
You don't believe. You just like programmed. Just this is it. Bro was like, he's an engineering student. Yeah, he was like, okay, cool. What if, right? Because like, check was just, you're just having this conversation about like Adam and Eve, right? The whole, yeah. Like, he said, what if this was just basically a simulation, right? A failed project. Adam and Eve was just a failed project. Like,
it's an experiment.
Like, okay, this is it.
And they were the control.
Exactly. You know, they were the control. And it went wrong, right? So, like, okay, cool. This is wrong. Because the idea, why he said that one, okay, he puts the fruit there, gave you will. This, knowing fully well, I see
that possibility stuff. You possibility to go against there. His word and try it out.
Yeah, and for you to go against his word,
another twist. You didn't go against his word for a while. He gave you someone that will help you go against his word.
Exactly. You understand? But that means this is a test. It's going well. It's going well.
But I really add something to make it go wrong.
No, not to go wrong. I don't like the way it's going. He's like too bland.
Yeah.
What if you just add something to spice up the situation? And when you look at it, like when the guy was like talking about, the guy's an engineer, so I'm like, we're just talking about it from that engineering aspect, like whole scientific aspect, like a science experiment. Like, okay, this is it. this is a control. Because for you to give it good, free will. Free will means goes this way or that way.
Yeah.
And it's telling you, don't go this way. But I give you free will to go that way, to choose to go that
so
way.
So, like, I'm telling you to do this, but you can't disobey me because you can.
You get.
But no, no. I'm telling you to do this, but I'm still giving you the ability to disobey me.
Let me summarize it for what you said. I'm giving you this, right? I'm giving you the opportunity to do this, but I want you to do this, right? Yeah. But if you end up not doing what I want you to do, I'll punish you.
Mm.
That's crazy.
That's like bait.
Exactly. You get. And you find yourself like running in circles, moving in circles. Because obviously the whole thing called like free will makes like this whole matrix type shit. I feel you, bro. But understand my point in saying that.
And the tape has the answers. Sway, you don't got the answers, sway. But the tape does.
Because the thing is like, how do I put it now, right? That whole instant was like, okay, cool. It happened. Another instant I came like, just tell that it wasn't really making sense to me. Like, I felt like I was very, very, very pissed off. Was the fact that, okay, the whole Judas is kind of type thing. Actually, it was just messed up for me. I feel like actually was just messed up. Okay, like, in the sense that, since leading up to that situation, right, it was like, okay, cool. My word leaves, it doesn't come back to you, right? Okay, cool. I get that. You all get that. That shows how powerful you are.
Mm-hmm.
But it means that, definitely,
this guy is doomed from birth.
Someone is doomed. She gets. The question now is, was this guy prepared to be doomed?
You know, if you go that angle, there are lots of, I think there are different parts in the scriptures where certain persons were just disliked by God from birth. Because I was reading through the scriptures.
Bruh.
Bible said, I think he said, Jacob I love, Esau I hate. And Esau didn't do nothing to the man.
Bruh.
He was just born and just don't like him. Like Jacob.
Bruh. Like,
what? Yeah, so those things are just, when I asked questions about it, they said God knows best, that the ways of God is different from the ways of man. And I feel like,
Shina, you create that. Why
and, you and that? I feel like sometimes they just put statements in the scripture to discourage you from asking questions.
Exactly.
Like, it's a part of scripture I read, 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 4, it says, Do not give heed to endless genealogies that will make you doubt the scriptures. It's like,
This is it.
I wrote a book that has loopholes. I'm writing one part of the book. Don't ask me questions. Just ask me questions, find out what I wrote, has loopholes. Just believe it. Just take it like that.
Yeah, I get
but,
that.
But it's something, faith. A different part of it is that,
it's faith.
Yeah, it's faith. Basically, it's the whole Christianity is based on faith. You have to just believe that God exists.
That's
just that. I've seen things that are unnatural happen.
Like okay, now I think if you watch Young Sheldon, right?
Yeah.
Young Sheldon, not like Sheldon. Yeah,
Young Sheldon.
Where he says something like, probably yeah, there definitely is a God. But the question now is, which is which? You understand the problem now. The question now is, which is which? Because now, Muslims believe there's a God.
We all know there's just one God.
Yeah. Now, the question now, because if you check it, like, there are things that happen that you're like, bro, like, this is just too perfect to be a coincidence.
Yeah.
You get, like, a lot of things, like, the Jaws got the Fibonacci sequence, the golden ratio, like, okay, now knowing the gravitational force and stuff like that, a lot of things that
it's not just something that does happen.
You get, like, it's a higher being. You know, it's a higher being. You get, it's obviously, and I think one thing was that, like, I see people. I can't remember where I read that. I think it was like that our GS course type thing where they said low level beings as man, yeah. Right? Tend to look
for something higher than us.
Exactly.
To give us answers to things we don't fully understand.
Exactly. I will just call them.
God.
Bruh.
Oh, let us not turn to the atheist eventually. Bruh. Because shit, this whole thing is a very messed up subject.
Yeah.
I just
feel
like, bottom line is,
How do you even get here?
I feel like, just believe what you want to believe, bro. Right. And but something that gives me courage is, I've seen things happen. I've seen supernatural things happen.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name. Yeah.
Exactly.
And I feel like, and I've seen supernatural things happen in names that are not Jesus.
Yeah.
So which solidifies the fact that there are spiritual factors in this world. Place, so yeah, even if not spiritual, there are factors that we cannot fully comprehend in this world. Yeah. So it's going to be God. It's going to be unkind, it's going to be foolish if you don't have one you trust.
Exactly. The question now is just trust this one with your heart. If it goes wrong, it goes wrong.
Yeah, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
At this point, it is what
it is. On the month later note, right? I saw it too, right? The guy said, if you're dead, right, what language is the spirit thinking?
English. But why?
What makes you think he's going to be English?
Someone said.
but check it on the multi-life panel here. Like, what makes you think he's going to be English? Because you're gone.
Yeah. Well, it's still English. I feel like your spirit needs to communicate to you. Your spirit is you. So basically, you still speak the same language that you're used to. Nah. When you get to heaven, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know. Another question that mind-boggling question is, if a child is born deaf and dumb.
Yeah.
That means he never heard the English language.
True.
Get to the point where you don't start teaching a child how to read till a certain age.
Yeah.
So before he gets to that age, what language does he think in?
Oh.
That would sound high.
Guys, hey.
Oh my God.
I just dipped it right now, like, bro, like, what? Like,
what language do they speak? What language do they think in? They like, think, how
do they talk to themselves?
How do they talk to themselves?
I want to talk. I want to do this. I want to get this.
Yeah.
How do I?
What do they tell themselves?
Nah.
But I know I speak English. I talk to myself in English. Then how do they communicate to themselves when they've never heard any language in their life?
Bruh.
Is there a language they speak that we don't know? Is there... Different frequency.
Probably like this is actually like I don't like sound high, bro. Like this reminds me of this is a SDC song, Show Them Calm song. People resonate on a different frequency, you get. So I feel like for them, I don't know, I just don't know. But I feel like they themselves, I know I want this.
Yeah.
Well, how do I tell myself I want this?
Exactly. It's fucking English, but how did they do it? How did they
it's crazy, bro. It's crazy.
Someone said, so I saw a video on TikTok. The guy said, if a leg is cut off,
yeah,
do you feel pain?
Yes, no.
He said yes. Then the guy asked him, where? If you feel on your leg, but your leg is already cut off, so where do you feel the pain?
There are a lot of high niggas out there, so.
Ooh. I sound high. That was just lighting the moon. But basically, weird shit is happening.
Science will tell you the whole central nervous system type thing. You get that, yeah. But like layman terms, bro.
Think about
where.
Where will the pain? Where will you feel the pain? Your legs already cut off. Where will you feel it?
I feel like you actually feel the brain. Like feel the pain on your brains now.
It's a very complicated.
It's system. A very complicated. It still sends signals to your leg.
Where is the leg?
Obviously, it's the part of the leg that you really know. Because it's everything that is gone now. They just cut off here. They didn't cut off the limb now. They didn't cut off everything now.
It's possible they cut off everything.
From the hip down.
Yeah, it's possible.
Yeah, bruh.
So let's think about something else. It. Possibility. I feel like you still feel it. Eventually, there's a point of attachment. So whatever pulls up,
I think doing it feels the pain. I think that as well. Like,
but still, it's a very funny.
It's still a very funny story. Yeah. Okay. Speaking of which, so by the way, I think was this Sunday. Yeah, it was on Sunday. Yeah. We played, right? My team played. Went against Manchester United.
Bro,
like it was crazy. Bruh. Like it was crazy. And
I feel like this entire week, Arsenal fans are. Are feeling on top of the world for no reason, winning a mid-table team.
Mine is not a mid-table team. Mine is actually a top four team. Actually, on the top four race.
Right. What difference does it make?
No, it makes a difference because it goes like that long way to reaffirm towards that, bro. Okay,
I'm doing something right.
We're doing something right.
Bonkati, I helped you guys. I thought the goal was just an error.
No,
it was just at the right place.
It was a poacher's goal.
Was that just at the right place at the right time?
It was a poacher's goal. People are likes of Lukaku, they're not in that kind of level yet. Some people are just unlucky. But sometimes I think I read someone said being lucky is also a skill. But I think I read
that was Rema.
That was Rema. Yeah, it's really like being lucky, just basically talking about basically trying to prepare yourself again.
Yeah.
Because even being lucky is a skill. If you prepare yourself to that much extent, to that top level, right? That you can actually get in the same patterns. Now that lucky-ish
comes into play. So it supports the fact that when once you're prepared, you just see patterns and
you see patterns and you can actually like
adjust yourself to positions that seems like luck for.
But
it's still
it takes a lot of practice to be lucky.
Write this shit down, bro.
Are you high or something?
Write this shit down. But basically, yeah, it takes
practice to be lucky.
Yeah.
Preparedness. Another person I actually started following recently is this Konomiya guy, right? This Pastor Selma, right? He drops like crazy.
I would call him guy. The man has rema. Like when you listen to him, you're like, is it the same scriptures that this man is teaching? It teaches in different ways. That you ask yourself, like, where is it coming from?
Bro, like, I won't lie to you, bro. Sometimes, yeah. Like when it comes to like listening to scriptures, right?
I feel like he's the best person to go to.
Like listening to like people like do sermons, right? Some people I listen to like get bored. Like, nah.
Well, him will keep you.
Bro, he keeps you. And that, bro, and funny thing, that is a piano guy.
Always in tune.
He puts in that celestial
vibe. Yeah.
Yeah, like you know that like you have in a free, that particular frequency. You want to understand.
And the thing is, I feel like he gives you applicable scenario.
Exactly.
He doesn't read the scriptures and just let it go. He'll tell you like, the one story he said one time. He was making reference to whether he goes to preach. He has learned to keep his spirit in a place that he can connect to whatever is happening.
Exactly.
When guy preaches, whenever he's teaching, you know that more.
No, and funny thing, one way he talks, bro, he talks with authority.
He's certain. He knows where he's coming from and what he's saying.
Yeah. That aside. We're talking about rema, right? Deep rema. Yeah. So back to my.
Continue.
So back to my time, right? The fact that we are top of the league, and we actually made a lot of like dupas signings, right? Like I think we signed like two guys, right? Like Leandro Trossard and
Modric.
As an Arsenal fan, I actually felt really salty about
that guy. I feel like that guy has something to offer.
No, like I won't lie to you, Chelsea's cooking, bro.
I checked
Twitter yesterday. I mean, this morning. So you guys are Todd Bowley. That's your new owner. That guy is actually very very smart. At first, we thought he was stupid, right? He was buying players and stuff. But what he was actually doing, if you notice, that like, he got Modric on an 8-year loan. Eight and a half years contract, right? He was doing this in such a way that he doesn't want this whole FFP, financial fair play type thing. All the players he's been buying are
long term,
6 years, 7 years, 8 years contracts. So bro, I see a loophole, I exploit it.
I'm giving room to the
funny thing, because of him, UEFA, that's like the governing body, football governing body, is actually like trying to like rethink
the law.
Yeah. FFP, that's a financial fair play law.
Yeah.
Like, brah, that guy is bad. And you notice, he's actually trying to overhaul
new talent.
Brah.
I feel like he's using the same technique Ibrahimovic came with. When you enter, spend money.
You spend, like, buy quality players. Yeah. I want to like about the Wolfpack guys, he's actually buying quality players. But now the question now is,
who is managing them?
Are they going to reach their potential?
Who's managing them? Exactly. First question. Because I feel like Graham Potter is not the guy for this job.
For them big names, right?
I still struggle to understand why Thomas Tuchel was sacked in the first place. But I feel like if Thomas Tuchel
I think when it comes to this whole thing, it takes a lot for you to get the boots. Yeah. But I think from what I read, he lost the dressing room. And once you lose your dressing room, bro, you've lost your team. You get. So I think that's actually what Mikel Arteta did with Aubameyang and Lacazette. Okay, Lacazette was actually a much better scenario, but Aubameyang, he had to discipline, he took the hard way and actually paid off, because like this is the standard here. If you're not going to meet it, just get the fuck out. Look, like it's like everybody in the Arsenal football club, both the fans, the players, the staff,
understood.
Everybody is now in line, because now they can actually see the process, right? And
because the guys are winning. You've not lost any game lately, have you?
We haven't really lost a game. Aside from that, Manchester United lost against them at home.
Yeah, the first leg.
So, but funny thing is, even if we end up losing, right?
At this point, the people still have faith.
No, exactly, because they've seen what we can achieve.
Hey, another guy I don't think we're talking about enough is Haaland.
Erling Haaland.
Bro, the highest goal scored by a Premier League player in a season. It's Salah.
That's like a few years ago,
I think 2018 or so. Salah scored 32 goals.
He's on track like breaking.
So now this guy has played, I think, 18 games or 19 games, and he has 25.
25 goals.
So he's actually a very golden boot winner.
From last four seasons. I'm like, what the fuck, bro?
So he needs just 7 goals to beat the all-time record.
And this is just his first season.
He has more hat-tricks than Ronaldo after playing for many seasons.
Bro,
I feel like that guy doesn't get enough recognition. Maybe because he just stays in the 18-yard box and does his thing.
He's what you call a striker now.
He's a striker. He's just doing his job. That's what people don't realize.
People say what they want or what they may about City or whatever. But City is actually, yes, they have that talent.
They have the managerial team.
I feel like they're not doing that good now. But that doesn't mean. I'm still scared about City.
They're a huge threat to you guys. I remember sometimes, I think a few seasons ago, Liverpool was playing on BT.
Exactly. You understand? I think one draw, two draws.
So they're playing draws.
They won the league.
They played the last game. They were a point difference. City was 1 point ahead of Liverpool. Liverpool won. City won.
I think it was the highest at that one point.
Yeah, I think 94 points or something like that.
It's crazy.
I think Arsenal has a lot of work to do.
No, definitely. I think that's why every Arsenal fan up until now, even me included, we are not relaxed. We're taking it a game at a time. Last season we actually messed up, and we bottled it. Exactly. It's actually the hope that kills.
Yeah, I heard someone said, why would you sell us a hope when you don't have any plans for achieving it?
Right.
And you guys gave, I think, Tottenham the chance to come in.
Yeah, Tottenham, they got the chance to, and I don't know why I hate that club, but it's all
good. Yeah, every Arsenal fan hates Tottenham.
What do you think of Tottenham? That's all right.
I don't understand the rivalry.
Where is this? What started it? I feel like it's just one of those things. Yeah.
You just grew up and saw the rivalry and just followed, just continued.
We hate Tottenham. I don't care. We hate Tottenham.
I don't care the backstory.
You don't care.
Like having beef with my brother. Oh, okay. We're enemies now.
That's just it. I don't care.
I don't need to hear what happened.
I don't need to know what happened.
That's just it.
So, Danoi, bro. Okay. So. Moving on. I have this code. I've actually had this thought some time ago, right? But I've just been thinking about it for some time, like, what the fuck is happening, right? Like, what's happening? As two guys, maybe we would be, like, the goal was just, like, take this whole tech thing by storm. I told my brother, whenever I hear tech now,
it's like the American dream. Not everybody actually gets it.
Right.
It's like, it's right there. It's possible,
but it's not that reachable, just beyond reach. You can see it.
You can get the skill. You can grow the skills, but to get that gig that will pay you to look like
them, like them boys, you understand?
Exactly, it's not as easy as they make it look.
Backstory, like for 5 years, right? I am a UX UI designer, a product designer at that, and my bro, my big bro here, Mikey.
I'm a data analyst. I'm a health information data specialist.
Right.
I do a lot of things when it comes to data, but still.
Chill, bro. I like my license. I would tell you, say it's gonna come, but I'm like, bro, it's like you don't get it. Like it's gonna come.
People that say it's gonna come comfortably, people that already have it.
They have the key.
Yeah.
Like, they don't know the frustration that comes with this type thing. I told myself I wasn't going to talk about this whole tech thing because this is actually the podcast.
We'll just dedicate a particular date, dedicate to tech and just talk about struggles people face in tech.
Bruh.
The unspoken struggles people face in tech.
Unspoken struggles.
And what we think what we observe people are doing wrong, what we think will do it right. I don't think I'm the right person to say what we should do right.
Because
I don't have the answers yet.
Exactly.
So I'm like, sweet, I don't have the answers yet.
Nah, sweet, I don't got the answers yet.
I like Kanye West. So basically, well, I feel like we're supposed to talk about certain things, the struggles we face so far, starting up and everything, guidance and how it's difficult to get a mentor in tech. People that you connect to LinkedIn, talk to the person's cold email. I realized that when persons reach out to me for help, it's not as easy to help. It's not that easy to just walk up and like, okay, let me just share our resources.
No, it's easy to share resources.
No, you don't know what I mean. Share resources, no, it's not difficult. Yeah, I'll just send you a link.
That's what I'm saying.
But to guide you through the process, it's not easy.
It's not easy.
So now I understand what people that are in higher stages are experiencing, because there are tons of persons tapping them up trying to say, hey, please, I need guidance, I need mentorship.
A person will never still get himself. How do they get person? How
exactly.
You get person, you get. But people are, here comes the paradox, right? Like, it's okay. But the more you teach, the more you learn.
That should be, you waste a lot of time teaching what you already know many, many times.
Right.
You end up not learning anything new.
Right.
No, remember when
but you end up consolidating on what you already know.
I remember I had
throughout my point with
no, but
no, that's what you did.
I'm not agree with everything you said, because truth is, there was a point where in my learning journey,
yeah,
I had accountability partners.
Okay,
so I was learning. I learned Excel. Level of proficiency in Excel.
Yeah.
So I was going through SQL, database management, okay, and you know, other skills, R and Python possibly.
Yeah.
And the person that was my accountability partner was still somewhere in Excel.
Nah, that's messed up, bro.
So she would bring questions, would discuss it.
Okay.
I will, you know, consolidate what I knew.
Okay.
Get some new information from her, but still, I feel like
she was drawing back.
Exactly.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
But then when I reach out to people ahead of me, I was dragging them back.
You feel the same thing.
You see, the whole process is like you're on your own.
Unless
you pay for a hub and just.
It's basically what we said. It's basically what Dave Santa.
The goat.
He said, "We are all alone in this together."
That's a very deep shit.
That's actually one of my best albums of last year.
Talking about deep artists.
We are all alone in this together. And it's just facts. We're all alone in this. But we're together.
Yeah.
Because everybody's going through their own struggles.
Everybody's telling their own stories. These stories are going to come out differently. But we all went through.
Exactly. We're in the same boat, right?
Yeah.
But I'm fighting my demons, you're fighting yours.
And that's what happens in tech. People feel like, okay, you can talk to me. But if I talk to you, I know.
Are you going to have the time to talk? Exactly. Are you going to have time to like guide me to host? Probably I might want it as like I say, dumbed down.
Exactly.
But at your point, like I don't have the time to dumb this shit down for this guy.
And the only time you get that level of time, like that amount of that level of teaching, is when you pay for it.
And even when you pay for it, bro.
No, when you pay for it, it keeps you accountable.
I don't
want money to waste.
No, I
give you the right to call
to
demand for attention. Yes.
I get what you're saying. But then the when you look at it, because I won't lie to you.
Where's the money?
I don't know about that. I've talked to a lot of people, right? This is my friend. A very dope ass friend of mine, right? Faith. She's amazing person. She wanted to start getting this whole UX type thing. Yeah. Her brother paid for her. This whole like physical courses. Well,
I remember,
right?
You told me about
it. I told you about it. I think I was actually the one that actually got introduced as, okay, I think this whole UX thing is actually making sense, right?
Yeah.
And big shout out to her, though. So now she's like, okay, she started the whole course, right? But up until now, the tutor that she paid that excessive amount of money still didn't come through.
Mm.
My point being, you give what you have and you are still on your own. Because if you don't ask the right questions, you get
to keep afloat.
He's not asking the right questions. He doesn't. Yes, he's going to give you the best he can.
He doesn't know where you're struggling.
And even you yourself, You have to be sure that this is where you are struggling. Because some people, I won't lie to you, I've gone on Twitter, I've gone on LinkedIn, if you see, if you go to my saved pages, I saved their posts and stuff like that, bro. Sometimes I just take it's a weekend, I just start like filtering through. Do I really need this? Or don't? Because we do these things and we think of the moment. Okay, yeah. this guy is important. Yeah. He has like 5,000 likes or stuff. This is nice. Okay, save. You get. But at the end of the day, you feel like, I'm not really sure I need this. And you see yourself absorbing a lot of information. For your level, or for our level, let's say you're a beginner, you're still a beginner. Information is nice, it's beautiful.
But then it's sometimes overwhelming.
It's sometimes overwhelming. Information overwhelming.
You end up feeling like, let me just stop.
Or better yet, you see yourself doing a lot, but
not achieving anything.
But not achieving anything. Because you don't actually gotten the fundamentals, right? But this is something. This is something we say. Like
it depends on there. We'll just
yeah, something just have to talk about. Yeah, exactly. But back to what I was trying to tell you, right? That
don't talk about us now.
No. Not that. And in fact, that
I don't like us now. For those listening out there, if an Arsenal fan,
we'll drink your tears. And basically,
it doesn't matter.
You are sharing yourself. Of
yourself. The funny thing is, I'll be fulfilled if Man City wins the title.
I'm rooting for Man City to win the title.
You're not Snap fans?
Yes.
That's like consolation statement.
No, chill.
Let me just get my hopes high.
No. It's like, exactly. Because the goal for this season was top 4.
But now you guys are in first.
Exactly. It's a stretch. And if you don't, you know, so I wouldn't want to put my mind and say, okay, we're carrying the league. When the objective was top 4, Champions League football. That's just it. So, if must
you get beaten out by Bayern again,
that's your business. I feel like the Arsenal squad of now is actually going to
give a lot. Of, it's,
go, nah, down. You know, it's going to give a lot of teams a lot of money. It's just. Do you guys have it?
Yeah, we have. What's his name? This Portuguese player that they got recently. The Portuguese guy. From ATM. What's his name?
Oh, João Félix.
Yeah, João Félix.
He's actually two of them, the wings.
Chelsea. I feel like they added a little bit more. I just need the midfield to actually do better.
Mount needs to leave. He has to leave. That's just it. He has to leave.
I think he's a coach favorite. He's a hardworking player, but he needs to do better.
He has to leave, bro. He has to leave.
He's not a creative midfielder.
That's
someone like Bruno.
Or else he gets deployed like Mikel was, a holding midfielder. Cool. Yeah. No problem.
We'll have Kovacic doing that.
Exactly.
Have Kante injury.
My point, he has to leave. That's just it. Because there's no other place for him. Unless you can't even like move around the wings now. But it's all good. So back to what I was trying to tell you before you now had to shift in back to
this crash.
I was just trying to tell you, bring your attention to the fact that we promised ourselves that, bro, we're definitely going to take over this 2023.
Yeah.
I feel like it's still early, but we're still not where we're supposed to be.
Well, we're working towards it. That's the consolation.
I think
right? we're on the planning phase, trying to set up different strategies to go through. Because Rome was not built in it.
Definitely.
So definitely you have set up plans and we're working towards it. Podcast, definitely, for example, is taking one.
Yeah,
and I think I know that there are different ways to go through it. But eventually, we want to dedicate a particular episode and talk about possible things.
Yes,
think about the empire in case you want to just think about the world, for example.
Like, what and friends.
How did you go about it?
How do you go about it? The evil way,
as the evil way, possibly. So just stay tuned.
Yeah, definitely. About our last episode, right? Like, you guys checked it out. Friendships, right? How do you get here? If you haven't, just check it out, listen to our podcast, and just like don't forget to like, subscribe, right?
And follow us on TikTok.
Just follow us, yeah. Follow us on there. Just basically just trying to like just wing this shit called life, right?
Yeah.
Life is just crazy, bro. So yeah,
Inshallah. Thank you a lot for listening.
Yeah, I think we'll catch you guys next time, yeah? Peace out, bro.
Brother.